Dove Domestic Violence ended here in Quincy, getting ready for their annual Let's Dance fundraiser. This year it's on Thursday, May 1st, up at the Granite Links Golf Club here in Quincy. So we're so pleased to welcome to the program two new faces from Dove to introduce you to. The executive director is Mick Hirsch, and the new development director is Cassie McGlynn. So welcome to you both. Thanks for coming on the program. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, you're very welcome. We've had a great relationship with Dove here at QATV for many, many years now. Supporting your mission, promoting your cause. And I know you're both brand new to the organization.
We are.
Yeah, so that's great. Mick, let's start with you, if we can. Tell me a little bit about your journey to Dove.
Oh, sure, absolutely. So I was in graduate school at the Yale Divinity School when September 11th happened.
Oh.
And prior to that tragic event, I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do, but thought I wanted to go into academia. And then this tragedy took place, and I was serving a congregation down in southern Fairfield County in Connecticut, which is a feeder district into right into Ground Zero, essentially. And I had never seen trauma like that, and I just didn't know how to help people. And after a couple days into it, I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, if this is what I'm going to do, I need to know how to help people. Hmm. And so I switched my career academic program around a little bit and went into pastoral counseling.
Okay.
And the very first class that I took in pastoral counseling was on relationship abuse and interpersonal violence. And I just, when I went into it, I had no idea what they were talking about. By the time the semester ended, I said, this is exactly what I need to do.
Really?
I just felt as a man that this was something that was so important, that men are part of the equation, and we have to be involved. And I felt like this was really a calling for me to get into the sexual and gender-based violence field. And from there, I just kind of took off.
Yeah, so what was your kind of, I guess, first assignment, if you will, after school?
Sure, so I actually worked in hospitals for a while.
Okay.
I trained after graduate school. I did a residency in psychiatric chaplaincy. Later on, I did some work at Harvard in the Harvard program in refugee trauma and got more interested in working with immigrants and refugees. Mm. I worked overseas in Cambodia for 3 years.
Really?
With the UNHCR, which is the refugee wing of the UN. And then I worked in Uganda for 6 years with a small non-governmental organization, an NGO, that was focused on helping survivors of the genocide there.
Yes.
Recover from sexual and gender-based violence.
Wow.
And then after COVID, I just kind of was like, all right, I need a change.
Yeah.
And so I decided to pivot back to the United States and do some work here. I worked for a short period of time up in Southwest Connecticut in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm sorry, Southwest New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. In Keene. And worked at an organization very similar to Dove called the Monadnock Center for Violence Prevention.
Okay.
And then transitioned here.
Wow.
And I've been here for just over 2 months.
Is that right? So
yeah.
What was it about Dove that that attracted you? You know, why did that come onto your radar screen?
Yeah, I just, when I learned about the programs that that Dove does, I mean, it just made sense to me. It was mm-hmm. it was in the field of sexual and gender-based violence. I loved the town of Quincy, or the city of Quincy. It just made sense to me with mm-hmm. its diversity and with its immigrant and refugee populations.
Yeah.
And the work that I had done in the past in diverse environments like that, and the urban context was really appealed to me. And then once I got to kind of meet some of the staff and the board, I just thought, these are the right people for me to work with.
Sure.
At this particular time.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I made that decision.
So 2 whole months.
Yes.
How's it been going so far?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So I moved from Keene to Quincy.
Oh, okay.
Right. Fairly substantial move.
For
sure. It was, different places and different kind of cultures and everything.
Definitely.
But I live in Quincy now, so I'm a proud resident of
Welcome.
Quincy. I absolutely love it. Having lived and worked in Southeast Asia, I love the access to such incredible foods. I live up in North Quincy.
Yes.
And it's just literally I can walk to all these great restaurants. So that's great. But working at Dove is really fantastic.
Yeah.
I've been doing this kind of work for over 20 years. I've had a lot of different staffs that I've worked with. And I can easily say that this is the best staff that I've ever had the opportunity
really?
To work with
wow.
in over 20 years.
Wow. So what are kind of your short and long term goals at Dove going forward?
Wow, that's a great question.
I'm not a member of the board.
Well, that's a good thing, Joe. Yeah. Although we can talk later if you want. So we're always looking for new board members. Right now, honestly, there is, you know, I'm coming in following an interim director.
Yes.
So there is a bit of a need just to make sure that we're stabilizing and strengthening the organization before we think about really broadening our scope. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that most of your viewers are aware of some of the challenges with funding, especially on the federal level. So those are things of concern.
Okay, sure.
And we are, you know, closely monitoring that and wanting to make sure that we, you know, keep Dove as a go-to entity, because there are so many people in need of our services. And, you know, we're kind of predicting that with financial stress and with housing crisis and, you know, a lot of other factors, that our services are going to be even more in demand.
Yeah.
So we really just want to, you know, strengthen what we're already doing, make sure that we're here for our community, make sure people know we're not going anywhere, and, you know, maybe in a year ask me and things might be a little bit different, and we'll be talking about new programming that we're interested in and that sort of thing. But for now, I want to make sure that, you know, Dove is here to stay.
Okay, so fair enough. We won't push you for long-term goals. Okay. And we'd love to continue our relationship with Dove, so please definitely come back.
Oh, wonderful. So that'd be great.
For sure.
That'd be great.
But you mentioned the funding concern, and it makes events like Let's Dance all that much more important.
Oh, right? No doubt.
Yeah. And Cassie, that's probably where you come in as a development director to help develop programs to support Dove. But before we talk about that, talk about you.
Yay.
Yeah.
Sure. So I started in psychology and criminal justice. I got my undergrad, and then I went to work for Casa Mirna, which is a domestic violence agency out of Boston.
Oh, okay.
They've been around also since the 70s, so a really strong and secure organization, really laid the foundation for my work in nonprofits. From there, I did work with juvenile justice agencies, some nationwide, some local-based. I also worked for a company that is a community-based bike shop, so it empowers the kids in the city to, you know, economic advancement. Mm-hmm. We train them in bike mechanics, and you know, they move on. So just nonprofits are near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Anything I can do to give back to the community. And I recently got my MBA.
Congratulations.
So, yes, thank you.
Wow.
I specialize in marketing and digital marketing, so I'm taking those skills to, you know, just rehance the development department and bring a little bit of business acumen to the nonprofit world, which is pretty rare from what I understand.
Yeah. So are you from the area originally?
I am.
Yeah?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I started my life in Quincy and didn't go far. I'm Braintree. So.
Yeah. So certainly you're familiar with
Local
Dove.
Girl.
I mean, it's been around over 40 plus years now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and hopefully another 40.
Yeah, exactly. She points to her new boss.
Long-term goals.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about Let's Dance.
Yes.
Again, it's Thursday, May 1st at the Granite Links Golf Club in Quincy. It's an annual event now, right?
It is. Yeah. It is. And I think it's on its 17th year.
Sounds right.
Yes. Yeah. Started just a early board member, super fan, just super supportive. And it started a Divas Dance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So just getting the ladies together to dance for a cause. And it's morphed into this epic dance party that we have annually that we're looking forward to, very much so.
Yeah, so let's talk about what time does it start? It's not listed on this flyer.
6 p.m.
That evening. What'll be happening?
Oh, we'll have a DJ, we'll have raffle, auction, Fund the Mission, just great food, signature cocktail, games, anything that we can do to raise money for our critical services.
Yeah, do the funds raised from this go to any particular programs at Dove?
No, I think it's just for everybody, but one of the programs that we're really highlighting is our Housing and Economic Empowerment Program, really, you know, bridging the gap between transitional housing and stable housing.
Yes. Yeah. Dove still has its emergency shelter in operation?
We do have apartments available.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different model Once Upon a Time, and I think for quite a while, Dove owned a property,
right.
and
mm-hmm.
that was our shelter.
Yes.
Yep.
And it was an emergency shelter, and it was a communal model,
right.
meaning that when women...
It's kind of like a rooming house, really. Right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Shared bathroom,
yeah.
shared
yeah. kitchen. Yeah, so it was a lot of shared space.
Yeah.
And I think over time, there was just some thought put into, you know, is this the best model? And
mm-hmm.
and we, you know, Dove by no means was the only organization in the country
that was
thinking about this. And so one of the ideas was, you know, what would it look like if we kind of went to more of an independent living?
Okay.
And, you know, Dove, as many other organizations, and this is why I love this kind of work, is mm-hmm. that it's based on an empowerment model.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the idea is that, you know, we really want to provide those resources and tools and activities and programs that help lift people up so that they can be empowered to take those next steps forward.
Right.
And what we were thinking as you know, in changing this model up was, okay, if we provide people with their own independent living where they have their own bathroom, their own kitchen, their own living room, their own bedroom, all of that,
yes.
What would that do for a person who has gone through such trauma?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was that maybe this would be the key. You know, maybe this would just kind of help launch people a little bit better than that communal living
style. Yeah,
that's what we're at right now.
Well, it makes sense. Take a little bit of ownership of their mm-hmm. own destiny, right?
Sure.
Rather than feeling kind of, I guess, submissive to an agency, right, or to an organization.
Yeah.
Or like a crutch, but, you know, more of a way for them to take back what they've lost.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. And it seems as though people really do value that.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the things that survivors of interpersonal violence and domestic violence in particular is that, you know, they lose their independence.
Mm.
They lose their ability to kind of do the things that are natural to us as humans, right? To, you know, the key characteristics of violence in the home is power and control.
Mm.
And so when your abuser is exerting power and control over literally everything you do, you have none of that independence.
Right.
So, but that's what people really want.
Yep.
And so what we're trying to do with this model is give that back to them
yeah.
in a more substantial kind of way.
Sure.
Than what people were getting in that more collective communal
yeah.
sort of shelter
it's
model.
It's good to hear. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. When did that process kind of start?
That I believe we started putting people in apartments in July of last year.
So it's relatively new. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still pretty new. So when I came on board, one of the things that I was told is, all right, we've got this new model.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Cassie, on the event at Let's Dance, typically there's a victim statement portion mm. or survivor's statement. Is that still going to be part of this event?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We had filming earlier this week, and you know, even the video, we're trying to show a different angle.
Yes.
You know, we're really focusing on the next step in the
yep.
future, and you know, a future free from violence. So we're really excited. It was really powerful. I got a sneak peek, so
yeah.
super excited.
It's you know, I say it every year that those folks that make that statement publicly are extremely brave.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
It must be empowering for them too, but it's not easy to do, I'm sure, you
yeah.
know, to do that publicly, yeah.
For sure.
So good for them.
Especially learning about all the challenges that they met to
yeah.
get to where they are, you know, it's just... It's critical that
yeah.
we're there for help.
So let's talk about the fun part. What's some of the raffle items? Can you peel the curtain back?
And,
do tell. We're going to get a little teaser.
Yeah, sure. No surprise, Boston's a sports town. So we have some really cool sports memorabilia, some tickets to some of the new women's professional hockey team, the Fleet.
Okay.
We're really excited for that. The Free Jacks, which is the Quincy local rugby team.
Yes.
Yeah, so really excited to get those out there. we have some nice hotel stays.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
So a couple of really cool wellness beauty packages. Good for Mother's Day.
Yeah,
if you're
yeah.
looking for something yeah. for a special lady in your life. Just really things that will curated with thoughtfulness and
mm-hmm.
you know care that we think that'll reach a wide audience.
So. Fun, okay.
Yeah.
And do you need more items?
Is this we'll always take more items. Okay. Always take more items, yeah. So we like to look at local businesses, small business owners, some low-cost way to advertise.
Yes, sure.
A little bit of a partnership there. We can showcase your item mm-hmm. and get your name out there and also raise money for a good cause.
Sure, absolutely. Oh. Now, is the raffle just that night?
We'll open up the raffle a couple of days early before the event.
Okay.
You don't have to be at the event to place bets or bids, and the raffle is, you don't have to be there to win either.
Okay. So through your website, that's how you do
yes,
it?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Of course.
Yeah.
What isn't online these days, right?
Super convenient.
So, and how about sponsorships? Are those available as well?
We will absolutely take more sponsorships.
Okay.
Yeah, we have some really excellent contributors this year that we're super thankful for. We would love to have more. So,
welcome to mention them if you'd like.
Oh.
You don't want to leave anybody out, right?
I know,
okay.
I know.
All right.
But no, we had some, I don't even know if we can say it, but a couple of local foundations have just overwhelming with the support that they've given us.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you have a kind of a goal for the event?
We're looking at 150,000.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, I know this and then the one in the fall, the Harvesting Hope, are your two biggest fundraisers.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And, new to the role, we're excited to introduce some new events.
Oh, really?
Not a green grass golf tournament, but we're looking at a top golf tournament, something a little bit more family friendly,
and
we can invite people of all abilities.
Okay.
This one and Harvesting Hope are our big ones. So.
Yeah. So has the golf one been scheduled? Should we tell folks about it?
Yeah. I don't remember the date. August 3rd.
Yeah.
August 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah, there'll be brunch.
Very nice.
And balls, so we're excited.
Where is that?
At Topgolf in Canton.
Oh, okay, sure.
So first of its kind, we're nervous, but.
Ah, very good, okay.
We're excited. That
sounds like fun. It's like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
So tickets for Let's Dance, how does that happen?
I go to our website,
and
you can purchase a ticket or you can purchase a table, and you get all the information about sponsorships, tickets, and all kinds.
Okay, about how many folks are you hoping to attend?
I want to say about 200.
Okay, anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Excellent. Fill the ballroom.
Yeah, fill it up.
Is there a deadline?
No, there's no deadline. Okay. We will absolutely take anybody at the door.
Okay.
So
excellent.
Up until the day of the event, totally.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's Thursday, May 1st up at Granite Links here in Quincy, 6 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Anything else we should touch on right now in terms of Let's Dance or programs and services at Dove?
No, I think that one of the things that's so important about Let's Dance, and I obviously neither Cassie nor I had been around for previous iterations of
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
But I like the idea of having a celebratory, life-giving sort of event because the work we do is hard, right? We're immersed in some of the worst things that humans do to each other on a day-to-day basis, yeah. hour by hour, minute by minute. We're talking about domestic violence, interpersonal violence of all different kinds, financial violence and abuse, emotional violence and abuse. It's some pretty heavy stuff. And yet, we do what we do because we know that there's something more.
Mm-hmm.
We know that people can get through that. We really believe it. We believe everybody can. And when we see people get through it, it's such a cause for excitement and celebration to show others that we can do this.
Yep.
If we band together as almost like a team, we can get through this together. And so that's why an event like Let's Dance, I think, is so important for an organization like ours to host, to really just get across that message, because it's scary to take those first steps to get help. It's risky to take mm-hmm. those first steps to get help.
Sure.
But it can be, those first steps can be just first steps towards a future of so much opportunity and possibility that people have never, may never have experienced before in their life.
It sounds like your divinity school training is playing a large part in the way you see your mission at Dove.
Certainly possible. Yeah. I mean, I often tell people that if you didn't know that I went to divinity school, you would never know I went to divinity school because I don't walk around talking theology all the time. Although if you get me started, I will happily talk about theology all day long because I do like it. But it probably is in there.
Yeah.
And, I think it's part of why the idea of healing in the midst of, healing from extreme trauma has been the area that I've worked in for so long.
Yeah, and I would think that people who are currently in a domestic violence situation who see folks go through Dove and then come out of it, can be empowered by that or inspired by that.
Exactly, and that's why we have a survivor that we kind of showcase. And this year's survivor. I mean, if you're gonna come for one thing, it's a 2-minute video. We just viewed it. It'll be the best 2 minutes of the night. Come to Let's Dance. Stick around for that 2-minute video because I think that I don't know if that's even going to be really available, at least not in that form, after the event.
Sure.
I mean, this is a one night only sort of video, and it is really powerful, and totally inspiring and worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think, Mick, that the current laws surrounding domestic violence here in Massachusetts are adequate for victims?
Is
that a loaded question?
That's a loaded question. Yeah. And could get me in trouble with some of my friends in New Hampshire and other states.
Okay.
But I think that laws could always be more robust.
Okay.
I think that there could always be more services and more support and understanding on the part of the judicial system, on the courts and probate courts and family and courts and everything to support survivors. For far too long, this is a population that did not have access to the services and support systems that it needed. It's getting better, but there's still more to do.
Okay.
So I would say there's always more to do. I would say, to the credit though of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I think that I think that we're doing better than a lot of our other states out there.
Sure. So. Cassie, you were nodding your head in agreement, so you feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. There's still this major component of the burden is on the victim.
Yeah.
The burden's on the survivor, and there's so much more barriers and milestones that they have to go through.
Mm.
And I think it's a societal change, mm-hmm. too, that we're all responsible for.
Yeah. Have you yourself had experience with domestic violence, either personally or people around you?
Oh yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah. And watching back on some of the videos on the history of Dove, it's interesting to see how many people we've showcased as survivors and then became staff and are now supporters.
Is that
and
right?
Run donation drives for us and help us out in a fundraising capacity, mm-hmm. and not just attending our events but hosting fundraisers on our behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So it's certainly it's a community, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, I know a big part of Dove's mission is to work with young people,
mm-hmm.
Both young men and young women, right? To kind of stop domestic violence before it starts.
Yeah.
Is that still in the future of Dove?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, we actively run programs in some of the local high schools and middle schools.
Yeah.
Dating support groups,
right.
Workshops, what's a healthy relationship look like? And I think it's critical for us to get to the young people while they're in that. It's so hard to find healthy relationships,
mm-hmm.
like in movies or TV or wherever else kids get their information from. And I think that if we can get to them before, I hate to think of like kids getting into some of the worst situations that we've seen.
Sure.
It's heartbreaking, but again, education and prevention is critical.
For folks who are watching and maybe are currently in a domestic violence situation and, you know, have not reached out for help. What's your advice for them?
We're there when you're ready.
Right.
Yeah. That's probably the bravest thing that someone can do. Like Mick said, when you're in that situation, you very much lose your sense of self and ownership and an agency over what you can do, and just know that we're there when you're ready, when you're brave enough to take those steps, where pick up the phone.
Yeah, I know there's a 24-hour crisis hotline at Dove, and other ways to reach out as well. Are you on social media also?
Mm-hmm. We ask, yeah, we have a Facebook and an Instagram as well. And tons of email addresses.
Sure. Yes, okay. Mick, did you want to add anything?
Sure, let me just go back to the prevention education program that we have, I think is really just outstanding. Mm-hmm. And like Cassie said, you know, this is an attempt to get, you know, to reach young people and to try to break cycles and break stereotypes and stigmas and all kinds of things before they spiral out of control. And our prevention education team is very, very, very small, but they are doing just outstanding work on a large scale. Just before I came to the studio today, I got an email from the Quincy Public Schools, with whom we've had a great relationship with. It was a signed MOU for yet another year where we can be in the school system.
Memorandum of understanding.
Yeah. Memorandum of understanding, which is like a contract that both parties, the school system and Dove, agree to providing certain services.
Great.
And you know, in this particular case, it's prevention education to middle school and high school students. And it's just really exciting that that the Quincy Public Schools and Dove have that relationship. And if you want to go back to your earlier question about one of my long-term goals, it's to have an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, with many more schools.
Excellent.
You know, get in Braintree and
every
Weymouth
in
and all
County.
Of yeah,
every
all
school
of the schools
Norfolk
in North
very
Norfolk
good.
County. Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that. But in the short term, let's dance.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm assuming there's music, Cassie.
Oh yeah, we have a DJ.
Okay.
Very excited.
Okay.
Very excited for our playlist.
Will you both be dancing?
Of course.
I didn't hear you say yes.
I don't know as if anybody wants to see me dance, but I may for the good of the for the good of the team.
There you go.
Yeah. We're gonna have a choreographed routine.
Oh, we are. Oh, I didn't know that.
We didn't tell him yet.
Well, hey, if that's the case, that's even more reason to buy a ticket.
There you go.
Support Dove. You get to see the Survivor video, and you get to see Cassie and I dance choreographed routine.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you both. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Joe.
You're
really appreciate
welcome.
It.
Pleasure. Hopefully, we helped get the word out for you, and please come back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.